So Isabel Yu graduated from the University of Maryland in May 2016 and holds a bachelor degree in marketing and information systems and a minor in technology entrepreneurship. On campus, Isabel was mainly involved with the Catholic Terps, Terp AMA, Sigma Kappa, and the UMD Career Center. She now works within IT project management in Washington, D.C., and is actively involved with the spirituality community and women's group at St. Thomas Apostle Catholic Church. So let's just clap our hands for Isabel.
Thank you. No, you're fine. Thank you for the intro, and thank you all for being here. I'm so honored to be here, and I know it's like midterm season, so for you guys to be showing up, showing out, really appreciate it. Thank you. Like Christine touched on a little bit, I am an alum, so I was literally in your seats in these, like, area, I don't know, in these places. I was, like, in your shoes. So when Lisa first asked me to speak on this, I was like, you know, I was kind of a mess in college, and, like, I didn't really, like, navigate the college life perfectly either, and I was like, what am I going to talk about? But I think that and also ever since Lisa told me that I was going to be coming here, I've been really praying for you guys, and just know that everything that's like, I just really want this talk to be useful. And so if you feel like there's something that I'm missing in my talk, like, please feel free to ask them in the Q&A section, or just come up to me and ask me, because I really want this to be useful and be helpful for you. And anything that's good is coming from the Holy Spirit. Anything that's bad, it's me. So sorry. So when I was looking back at my college experience, but even before going into college, I know there's some freshmen here, and I remember having this preconceived notion of obviously, like, being so excited, you know, for this chapter of my life. And I remember when, you know, families and, like, friends or family friends heard about, okay, like, you're going to college, like, oh my gosh, it's going to be, like, the best years of your life, and you can do, like, anything you want, the world is your oyster, and, like, you can be anything. And it's, like, you know, I, like, coming from high school, I wasn't really, like, the popular kid, so I was, like, okay, this is my moment, like, like, anyone seen, like, Legally Blonde? Okay, so I wanted to be Elle Woods, and so I was like, this is my chance. And so with all that excitement, though, really came with a lot of pressure. Like, I remember feeling, like, really stressed because, yes, like, the world is your oyster and you can do whatever you want, but that means, like, okay, I really have to make sure that I make every second, like, the best possible. I need to do everything possible. I think there's just, like, so much pressure, and I'm sure, like, I'm not the only one feeling this, to kind of do it all, you know, do everything, and but, like, effortlessly. Like, you want to excel, like, obviously you're here, you're a student, so you want to excel academically, but then you also want to have, like, tons of leadership experiences, and you want to, like, build your resume, and you want to, like, have great internships, and you want to, like, network, but at the same time, like, you still want to have, like, a thriving social life, and you want to have, like, a fire Instagram, and you want to, like, really post everything and make sure, like, all the filters and even your stories, you need, like, the Unfold or whatever app it was to, like, really make it. And and I remember, yeah, and then just this motto of, like, work hard, play hard, just, like, do everything at once, but then, like, do more. And, like, I remember my motto was, like, not only have my cake and eat it too, but, like, have two cakes and, like, eat more cakes. It's just, like, do everything possible. And so that's why, you know, as you can hear from my bio, I was doing a lot. Like, I was, like, involved in the CSC, and then, but I remember coming, I remember coming to college, like, my main goal was, one, I wanted to get a full-time job out of college, and that is something that I'm, like, passionate about and that I love. And I think that's a really good intention, but I think I really based my whole identity and worth on that. I was like, okay, my mission is, like, be graduated from college with, like, this amazing job, but at the same time, I had to make it the best 4 years. And so I remember the first thing I was drawn to was Terp AMA, which is the American Marketing Association on campus. And so I kind of viewed my life in different chunks. So it was like the professional side, I had that, and I was really involved in the business school. I was like a Smith Start mentor and like all that stuff. And then I remember how I said I really love Legally Blonde, and so I like tried out for a sorority, like I joined a sorority, and then I was like, okay, this is going to be my social life. Like, and then I remember I also worked on campus at the Career Center, and so I just kind of saw these as like different chunks. And so I remember being like so overwhelmed with everything that I was like, okay, and then this other chunk is my faith life. And so like in my mind, like by going to the CSC, I was going to like just immediately just like fulfill that, like okay, going to mass on Sundays and that was it, or like going to like retreats. And like it wasn't something that I genuinely wanted to like live out. And and just to give you a little context in my like faith background, so I'm a cradle Catholic and my parents are Catholic converts, and so growing up, like I was baptized, but I wasn't confirmed because I moved around a lot and I was really like scared of youth groups because I was really shy. And so I actually didn't get confirmed until college. So I was in RCIA. Who here is in RCIA? Or hey! So I feel that. And so I think that the reason I bring that up is because like even though, you know, I did have like a prayerful relationship with God, and I never was like, okay, I don't believe. I wasn't really formed in my faith. And I didn't have like a deep desire for that relationship with Jesus. It was kind of like when I'm praying, at first it was more transactional. It's like, okay, God, like please let me like pass this test, or like please give me this. But then the rest of it, like it's mine. Like I don't want to like give it to you. And so I remember my faith journey like throughout college, it was honestly kind of turbulent. And I remember like when I started becoming involved in at the CSC, it was kind of like because I had this goal in mind of like, okay, I need to make this the best possible and I need to like be really social. And then when I came here, I just remember like feeling like very snobby. Like I was such a brat, like honestly, because I remember being like, oh, I'm like better than you because like I have like this whole other life outside of the CSC. And then but then looking back, it was kind of because like I always thought I wasn't as holy as the people here, and so I wasn't like worth being friends with these people. And then like little by little, like I would kind of give God my time here, and so I was, you know, really involved in like discipleship with the missionaries here. And then honestly, it's really God's grace through the people that's here investing in me. And then but I think I honestly always viewed like everything I was doing as like a resume builder or like a leadership building like thing. And it wasn't honestly until my senior year when it was time to like really nail down that like big job out of college, that I really like had to just surrender. And I had to tell God like, okay, I can't do this alone. Like we're not meant to go through these things alone, because if you think about it, like there's probably a million things on your plate right now. Your planner is probably like filled with a ton of things, and it's like everything can be too much for just you to handle. And there are way too many changes, too many uncertainties, too many like judgments that you have to face, especially being on a secular campus, for one person to handle. And that's when I realized like, oh my gosh, like I need Jesus, and like Jesus take the wheel kind of moment. And so I think that's what I really want to focus on, is the big concepts of identity as well as value. And so in terms of identity, so when I was talking about how my big goal to like have like make the best time of my life in college and things like that, and like have a big job out of college, I really was like basing my identity in whether or not I succeed, you know. And then I was really getting swept up in the secular campus culture of like what success looks like, and which is like, you know, a comfortable life, a cushy job, and then like doing a million things at once, but like still not ever getting burnt out, which is like such a lie. I remember I would get so burnt out, like by winter break, I would just be like pass out in my bed at my parents' house and just like sleep for like a week. And my parents were like, is this what you do every day? How do you make it to class? Like, so yeah. And so I'm here to really like debunk that lie and say that your identity really is being an image of God and being a child of God. And I want to reference the Catechism of the Catholic Church, especially the first paragraph. So I'm just going to read this paragraph. God, infinitely perfect and blessed in himself, in a plan of sheer goodness, freely created man to make him share in his own blessed life. For this reason, at every time and in every place, God draws close to man. He calls man to seek him, to know him, to love him with all his strength. He calls together all men scattered and divided by sin into the unity of his family, the church. To accomplish this, when the fullness of time has come, God sent his Son as Redeemer and Savior. In his Son and through him, he invites men to become, in the Holy Spirit, his adopted children and thus heirs of his blessed life. And so that's a really full paragraph. And oh my gosh, hi Fromm. But I want to, I know it's like a lot of sentences at once, but I really want to emphasize that we really are created in the image and likeness of God. And I know you hear this like 10 billion times, and there's so many like stickers on it, and there's so many like things on Instagram about it, but I really want to encourage you guys to really pray to like know this truth, because outside of these walls on campus, everyone's going to tell you that your identity looks different, like that your identity is like being a student in this major, or your identity is like what kind of grades you get, or how many friends you have or don't have, or like who likes you and doesn't like you, and like etc. And we really have to understand that it's like we are like God, who is like so significant, so perfect, literally created us. And it's like because we're daughters of God, we also have this value, this infinite and unchanging value. If you like, we experience a lot of change all the time. And there's, like, with social media, when you, like, refresh the newsfeed, there's, like, all these other changes. But God's love for us and our value, it never, ever changes. And your value will not change whether or not your friend got, like, a better outfit on than you. Or, like, if someone else is, like, involved in more things than you. Or, I don't know, you're, like, all your friends got boyfriends and you didn't, you know? Like, your value literally doesn't change. And when I'm saying this, it's like, duh, but I, like, had to live that, you know? And especially in my age, like, everyone's, like, getting engaged or, like, married and stuff. It's kind of like, oh, gosh, am I doing something wrong? Like, do I need, you know, like, do I need to go on, like, a billion dates and, like, whatever? But it's just, like, someone else's success or someone else's accomplishments or, like, whatever's happening in their life, it doesn't take away from your value and what's happening in your life, because even though we're all, like, the same beloved children of God, God has, like, his own plan for us to go back to him. And so I remember seeing this really good post about how, like, imagine if saints were jealous of each other. Like, imagine if Joan of Arc was jealous of, like, Mother Teresa, and Joan of Arc was like, no, I don't want to fight this war. Like, I want to go help, you know, the poor. Or like, yeah, or like if like a married saint was like, actually, like, I want to be Saint Therese, I want to be a Carmelite nun. Like, what about her kids, you know? Like, and it's like we all have our own individual very unique paths to heaven. And I really want to encourage you that, like, no matter where you are in life, like, I really want to say that, like, God really does have a plan for you, and he has a plan for you right now, and he is not done with you, and he will never be finished with you until you're, like, dead. But then, like, you have eternal life, God willing, you know? Yeah. And then, so, now that we understand, like, why we want to be Catholic women on a really secular campus, I want to go into the how to be a Catholic woman on a secular campus. Sorry, I feel like I ramble a lot, so. But yeah, the first things first is really surrendering. So you have to let God be God, and you don't have to be God, and you don't need to be. So don't try to be the God of your own life, and don't try to worship like false gods, like, yeah, money or like, I don't know, parties, drink, I don't know, just like all these other things. And then the second one is really knowing your why. So really ask yourself, why are you Catholic? You know, why bother being Catholic? Like in this, on this campus, the majority of people aren't, you know, and in this world, like, you have to understand, once you graduate, you're in this like really big secular world. And especially, you know, with all the things that are coming out of the church and things like that, people are going to ask you, like, why bother? Like, just give in. And like, especially being on this campus, it's too easy to just give in, you know? And so you really have to ask yourself, why am I Catholic? And for me, the answer is like, there's no other choice. Like, I can't be anything else because I need Jesus and I need the Eucharist and I like need God to be able to be fully happy. And the world is going to tell you that being happy is one definition. It's being like really comfortable. It's being successful. It's being like just like throwing glitter everywhere and like be fabulous, you know? And it's like, the fact of life is that like as a Catholic person, it's going to be like even harder for you. It's very countercultural to be Catholic. And it gets awkward sometimes when, you know, your friends are like inviting you somewhere and you're like, oh, actually I have to go to Mass first, or like, you know, or like, oh, I'm gonna go to confession right now, or like, you know, it's just like, it's so awkward. But or like if you're like underage and your friend's like, hey, like take shots with me, you have to be like, oh, sorry, I don't, you know. But then it's like, it's hard, it's like, how do you do that? But when, if you know the truth that it's like your value doesn't change whether or not like you say yes or no to like something that's being offered to you, then it becomes a little easier, you know? And if you know what true happiness and like true peace is like, then it's a lot easier to not fall into that. And so in a more practical sense, how do we do that is to really make Jesus the center of our lives. And so what I mean is frequenting in the sacrament, so seeing him in adoration, seeing him at Mass, going to daily Mass. Is it still noon at Memorial Chapel? Yeah, so going there, you know, and then going to adoration, like signing up for adoration slots. Really have a really solid prayer life, you know. That's how you can have your really honest conversations with Jesus. And today is the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary, and so praying the Rosary too, yeah. And just praying for the intercessions of all the saints. Like, you have all these saint friends, saint mentors, saint family in heaven. And they really want to get to know you. And so I really encourage you to get to know them. And one really good way to start is just from if you were baptized, kind of like get close to the saint that you were like baptized from, or the name that you took from the saint, or like if you're confirmed, who your confirmation saint is, or like if you want to pursue a certain major, find out the patron saint of, you know, the degree or like the field you want to study in, and really pray to them. Like, for example, my confirmation saint, she's the patron saint of business women, and she's dope, and so like I often pray to her, And then I would say another really good tip is to always check your intentions. So whatever activity or major or like any choices that you want to be involved in, always ask yourself, why am I doing this? You know, is it to run away from like the actual problems of your life? Is it to like be more accepted by the people that you really want to please? Is it to like feel some kind of belonging in, you know, a community? Or is it to like, I don't know, like get better grades or things like that, where it's like you really have to ask yourself if your intentions are truly clear. And then and especially if you're overwhelmed, one of the really good questions that my spiritual director Esther actually asked me was, even though right now everything you're doing are good things, is it necessary for you to be doing all of them? Can you delegate it to someone else? And like the skill of delegation is like lifelong. Like if you're overwhelmed, just be like, you do it, you're better at it, like please. And I think it's really important, you know? On this campus, there's so many student organizations. There's like over 200 or something, or at least when I was here. And so it can be really swept up by, you know, peer pressure or things like that, or joining something because you think it's cool, but then it's like you have no time in your schedule to really study or go to mass or like pray, you know? And that's how you kind of know if like you're being overly like unnecessarily busy, is when everything you're involved in starts interfering with your prior life and things that are actually like supposed to be the foundations and rocks of your life. And then another question to ask yourself is, well, first make a list of all the activities you're involved in at the moment and ask yourself if they help you become the best version of yourself, and the woman that God wants you to be. And so obviously these are, you know, deep questions that are meant to just like for you to reflect on, but I really think like I still use these questions in my day-to-day life all the time, because I still have that temptation to be in that mindset of like, oh my gosh, I want to do this, or like if you get invited somewhere, oh my gosh, of course I'm gonna go, like why am I going to say no? But it's really important to really ground yourself and really ask yourself like, okay, is this what I'm created to be, you know? And I think last but not least, just have as many reminders as possible of not just who you are, so your identity, but also whose you are, which is made in God's image and likeness. And remember that we really do have a Father in heaven, and that the Father always, always provides for his children. And so, like I said before, starting with the important ones, receiving the sacraments, especially confession as well. And I think it's really important to also have a really solid group of friends or just a community that builds you up. And what I mean is builds you up in virtue. And so judging by like how all of you guys are here today, you probably are already involved in a good community. But if not, definitely like really pray sincerely to have friends like these. When I was at the CSC, that was probably one of my like regrets, is not investing more in the friendships here. But what God did was really good, was that after I graduated and I got more involved in my parish, he sent me this really wonderful group of friends, and we're still like super tight knit, and we are always, you know, encouraging each other to be more holy and be more faithful. And I also have an accountability partner. And definitely like encourage you guys all to have that too. So in case that if you know that there's one thing that you're struggling, then you can definitely keep each other accountable, and definitely find someone who can just give it to you straight. Don't find anyone who's like sugarcoating everything, because that would not work. So yeah. And then other more practical resources that I found were helpful was the Magnificat. So it's kind of like a prayer guide, and they have morning prayers, the mass, and evening prayers. And they also have meditations of the day, which are my favorite. And they also have an app. And so I take the metro to work. So I usually like, or when I'm bored, I just like look at it on my app. And it's just like a really beautiful reflection. But it's good. It's a good way to just like add a little bit of holiness in your life, you know. And there's also the breviary. Which is also another app, and it's like if you don't have like the hardcover, so yeah, the hardcover of like the book, then it can also really help you if you want to do a more like daily prayer, and that's like set for you. These are prayers that like most religious communities also pray too, so you can be like united in prayer. There's also Pray As You Go, which is also one of my apps. It's like I think it's British, so you have all these like really lovely British accents in your ears. And then it's like if you're walking from class to class, it's a really good, like, they usually do a really good prayer reading or gospel reading of the day, and then they go into reflection questions. So these are just like good, simple ways to kind of add into your life and kind of switch out if there's any bad habits here you have, if you're like really used to getting like listening to music as like a background noise, to really help you just be more present in your life. And then I also have just like two books that I think would be helpful for if you're in college. One of them is called Dating Detox, if anyone's heard that. I know focus people have. But basically it's like a 40 days of basically like really, it's focused on more like dating relationships, but it's also, it really draws into what I was talking about, which is like the identity and value. And I honestly didn't read that book until like a year ago. And it's definitely aimed more for like college students, but the truth, like there's so much truth in it. And so don't be like weirded out by the cheesiness of like the covers, because like no shade, but like I was like, what is this? But it's like really good, and they have good discussion questions. And another book is Emotional Virtue, and so it's by Sarah Swafford. And I also really recommend that book. Also, just yeah, don't judge a book by its cover either, because it's a little cheesy too. But it really encourages you to focus on the root of who you are, and how, with that identity in mind, how do you look at the world and how do you go about college life? And obviously there's a lot of different podcasts as well. One of my favorites is Word on Fire. It's by Bishop Barr. Oh yeah. Oh my gosh, me too. I especially love it whenever I'm traveling for some reason. Like Bishop Barron's voice is just like really soothing, and then like you learn a lot. It's like he's so good at like putting like integrating culture, like secular culture, but he's so firm in like Catholic teaching, and he knows how to navigate that. And they also have like a kids Q&A, which is like when little kids would like call in and ask him questions. I know. Everyone check it out. Word on Fire podcast. Okay. And then obviously going on retreats is really helpful too, especially spiritual exercises, which is like silent retreats. And I know it's like really intimidating. And as someone who like does talk a lot and is really loud, it was a struggle, not going to lie. But it was also so good because in the silence is where you can really reflect on the why, you know, on the why of everything. And it really helped me learn a lot. Okay, so in conclusion, I'm sorry, I feel like I've been talking forever. But in conclusion, I really want to just give you the encouragements that I give myself when I'm feeling like down or desolated or lonely, or I just feel like downright worthless, is just keep reminding yourself, God has a plan for me. He's not done with me yet, and my value is not impacted by whatever is happening around me or to me right now. And God has a plan for me today, tomorrow, and forever. So I want to encourage you to keep striving and keep thriving. Thank you.
Yeah. So, like, how did you like discern like your career path?
You mean like how I just like got to my major, or like?
Well, just like where to go with it.
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. So, did everyone hear that? Basically, it was how did I discern my career path in the ways that, like, taking my major and applying it, right? So, yeah, I would say that's a really hard one. And obviously, there's no, like, cut and dry answer. But I really think that you have to take it, you have to have, like, a big picture of what you think you want to do. But at the same time, if you don't try it out, you don't know. And so that's why internships are super important. Really pay attention about how you feel. So like when you're going to the classes that you have for your major, not just like, okay, I don't like this professor or I don't like this class, but like why? What part of the class don't you like? What is there a topic that you really like? And so by doing that kind of like process of elimination, but honestly, yeah, like there were, I could say there were internships I super loved, and it really affirmed like, okay, I really want to go into this field and that field. But then there are like internships that I just like didn't really enjoy. And then, I mean, like, for example, one of the internships I had was an IT internship. And the reason I didn't like it is because there were like no meetings. Like I was just sitting at my desk all day. And then you just really have to know yourself. Like for me, I really like to talk to people, and I really like being able to like get up and like go sit and like present and things like that. And so for me, just sitting at a desk like all day, every day was not conducive to like what I want to do. And so kind of discerning it that way. And it's like, if you're the opposite, then pay attention to that too. And then obviously having like a good community of like having mentors. If you're going to these info sessions about your classes or internships, just really ask, like keep asking questions and keep asking those people like how they got to their jobs, you know? Does that make sense? Yeah. Any other questions? Yes. Oh gosh, that is so hard. I would say read Dating Detox first. They know more than I do. Because what's really cool about them is that they collect like hundreds and hundreds of stories from college students who are also going through like similar things. And then they kind of like root it in like church teaching and faith and kind of do that. But I would say, okay, I would really say one, to really ask yourself like why you believe in your faith, like again, why are you Catholic, you know? Because especially when it's someone as a like so close as a partner, you're going to get involved in like very deep, intense discussions about faith. And then at some point, like they're going to be like, but why this? And you're going to be like, oh, I don't actually know, I just like always believe, you know? Because it's like I never had to like explain your like myself to someone. But I would definitely say like obviously pray for them, pray for just like your discernment in this relationship, but also go into it with like a respect for them too, because they're also children of God. And it's like don't just like be super adamant like in your beliefs and just like keep forcing. Obviously I know you're not doing this, but I think it can be really difficult when someone's like saying something like a heresy and you're like, oh my gosh, I can't do this, you know? But I would say just like, yeah, obviously like pray about it first, and then really like letting the Holy Spirit give you the wisdom of what to say. And but also, yeah, really ask yourself, okay, what am I looking for in a relationship, and like what is important to me? And once you have that down, then you can engage in that conversation. And if they're also, you know, on the same page with that, then yeah, you can move forward. But it's like, if they're not, then you have to have like other conversations about it. Does that make sense? Okay, yeah. Oh, yes?
How do you get a job right out of college?
A lot of prayer. St. Joseph the Worker. Pray to him. But I would say, honestly, so the reason why I was having such a like hard times my senior year especially is because everyone around you will be like, oh yeah, I got a job like as a junior and like blah blah, you know? And they're gonna keep like post it on their social media and be like, I'm so excited to officially announce my new job. And it's just gonna keep happening. It's literally gonna keep happening. But this is where you have to be like, okay, my value doesn't change. I am a child of God. Like, and just keep saying to yourself, God has a plan for you, because he really does, okay? And you just have to keep reminding yourself that, okay? And but also knowing that everything is in God's timing. Like, what you want to happen might not happen as fast as God wants to happen. So that's one. But in a more practical sense, obviously it depends on what field you're in. Can I ask what field you're or like where you're going?
Public policy and Russian.
Oh wow. So like which one? Oh, but we're near DC, so that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would say LinkedIn is a really good tool. Obviously, like, if you've been to like info sessions or like speaker events, network the heck out of like everything. Don't be afraid to like go up to people and just like ask them questions and be like, hey, I really want to go into this industry. Do you have any advice? Everyone loves giving people advice and like talking about their experience. I mean, obviously that's why I'm here, right? So, but yeah, so that, and then if you can't do like in-person ones, definitely go on LinkedIn. And if there are company, like certain organizations or companies that you're looking for, I think there's like a tab where, oh, basically on the organizations, like LinkedIn does this, has this feature where they'll say, oh, this many alums work here. And so what you can do is slide into their LinkedIn DMs and just introduce yourself and talk about your major, talk about what you're interested in. And make connections that way and have, do you know what informational interviews are? So basically, yeah, it's basically like you meet up for them for with them for coffee and you like have a more in-depth conversation, or you can just call them, you know? But I think the key really is to get to know people who are doing what you want to do. And in this day and age, Google is a really good resource. You just stalk the heck out of them and then get their information and then just like email them, call them. And if you know people who know people, then ask for introductions. Like don't be afraid to really put yourself out there and to really network. And just remember again, your worth, you know? So your value doesn't decrease if someone's like, no, I don't want to talk to you, you know? Just like keep going. And yeah, St. Joseph the Worker. You got this. I was there too, don't worry. Yeah. Other questions?
Oh, so yeah. The last one.
Oh, so, really? I love these.
Yeah. So, how is it like going into the workforce and like finding a parish that did you like have to search for one, or was it just like the closest nearby that you just joined?
Okay, let me tell you how I got this. So, another resource I forgot to share is masstimes.org.
Yes.
Yes. Give it up. Okay. And so basically what I did, okay, this is very unconventional. Like usually I bet people just kind of like ask people they know and they're like, oh, do you know anyone who are young adults? But for me, it was like because I didn't have like that many like really tight-knit friends from the CSE. So I literally went on masstimes.org. I typed in my apartment like address of where I'm living. And I found like a few parish, a list of, you know, obviously parishes that are around where I live. And then I literally just looked at their websites. And this is very unconventional, but somehow it worked. If their websites look like they're put together, if they have a young adult group page, if they have a young adult Facebook page, you know, things like that, that is updated, you know? Then you probably know, oh, they have an active young adult, you know, community. But what I've seen from talking to like people who graduated from college is they would join these Facebook groups that are like, oh, for example, I live in DC, so it's like DC area Catholic young adults. And so people would just make posts and say like, hey, do you recommend any like young adult communities? Do you recommend any parishes? And people are usually just like always really helpful and responsive. And so that's honestly how I found my parish, and like I just lucked out. But yeah, that's how people I've been finding is like through Facebook groups and stuff. Does that help? But also masstimes.org, love that.
One more since you were so sad.
I know, I love Q&As. I'm really bad at giving talks, but I love answering questions. Okay. Anyone? Yes.
So like, whenever you feel yourself losing that identity,
yes.
How do you bring yourself out of that?
Yeah, I would say it really depends on like the situation, obviously. But that's why we really need like constant reminders of our identity. And so that's why having friends, like people around you that can immediately remind yourself, or even just making your phone background something that reminds you of that. Mine right now is peace be still, because I was going through like a stressful time, because I actually just accepted an offer for like a new job, and so I was, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. But I was in that like stressful moment of like job searching part two, and so and yeah, I was like really losing my like sense of like identity and things like that. But yeah, just like that, and also if you're already rooted in prayer, and usually like when I'm losing that sense of identity is usually when I like overslept, so I like didn't go to daily mass, or like I stayed up too late, so I like didn't want to pray before I go to bed, or like all these other things that interfered with having a solid prayer schedule. And to just like always be in like ideally I would always be like talking to Jesus, you know, but it's like that doesn't happen always. But it's just like just like fill your times with as many of those reminders as possible. And then yeah, again, like reading like devotionals, or just like reading saint stories, or like even listening to music. I know like some Christian music can be like, again, really cheesy, but like there are times when it's just like what you need to hear, or like listen to Frob's homilies. They're fire. Yes! I know. Yeah. Or like talk to Lisa, or like get a spiritual director who can really remind you of your worth and like be supporting you at your talk. That's so nice. So yeah, does that help? Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Let's thank you. Give her some Catholic Terp swag.
Oh, thank you.
She'll wear proudly.
Oh, yeah. Wear it at my work.
Wear it at your new job.
Yeah, they'll be like, why are you wearing
it? Represent. Awesome. No, Isabel, thank you so much. She was just away last week, so she fit us in very generously and spent a lot of time to repair. So I'm super grateful.